Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. And afterwards, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Would you like to sit down, please? So today, our focus is on the tomb where the body of Jesus had been laid. Mary Magdalene and the others go ahead of the tomb, really worried because they're concerned about how they're actually going to get inside to anoint the body of Jesus. But when they get there, they find the stone has been rolled away. The tomb is empty, and there's just a young man in there dressed in white. They're really afraid. They're really concerned. They're upset. What on earth has been going on? They wanted, of course, to anoint Jesus' body. It would be their last act of love towards the one who showed them such great love in the first place. Just to anoint the body, just to do what they could. That was the thought that was uppermost in their minds as they went towards the tomb. They probably weren't even thinking about whether the guards were even going to allow them to approach the tomb. They weren't even worried about being arrested for being followers of Jesus. They weren't even wondering why Peter and the other disciples weren't there with them. They weren't concerned about how they were going to react to seeing Jesus' body, their Savior, crucified, lying in a tomb. All they were really thinking about was who was going to roll away the stone, because it was huge. Easter means so many things to us as Christians. It's too big a miracle, the resurrection, to confine it to just one story. Easter, of course, means that Jesus is risen. It means he's defeated death. It means that eternal life is real and death is no more. Our life with God does not end. But that stone being rolled away from the tomb is significant because it is recorded in all four Gospels that that happened. And so maybe that tells us something else about Easter that's really quite significant. The stone being removed tells us that God can also remove the obstacles in our lives, the obstacles that try to keep us from God in the first place, the obstacles that try and stop us from living the life that God has called us to live. So today I invite you to think about those stones in your life. What are the obstacles that are getting in the way? What are the things that are keeping you from living the full, abundant life in Jesus that he promises us? What are the challenges that are actually keeping us in our tombs, preventing us from becoming people of the resurrection? Maybe the battles that paralyze us with fear, the things that trap us, the things that stop us from living fulfilled lives or new lives in Christ. But Easter teaches us about God's plan to roll those stones away. So the women have the courage to go to the tomb themselves, even though they weren't quite sure what was going to happen when they got there. And so that teaches us something as well. Sometimes we've got to leave our tombs, maybe our safe space, even our prison. Sometimes we just need to step out in faith, to trust that actually God is going to be there for us and will roll the stone away. The women knew they couldn't roll away that stone by themselves, but it still didn't stop them from going to the tomb. The story of Easter is that God will be with us always, and especially there when we need God to be there. But maybe we can't let those women off quite that easily. Go back to what happened on that first Easter morning. When they arrived at the tomb, the stone was already rolled away, so they needn't have worried about it at all. But then this man tells them to go and tell Peter and all the other disciples that Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee, and there they are going to see him as he promised. So what do? They run away. They run away and they don't say anything to anyone because they're scared. And that's where Mark's Easter story ends. So even after we step out in faith, we can find ourselves stumbling. Maybe there are a lot of stones in our paths, and it becomes easy to stumble. The women in that story say nothing to anyone because they're afraid. What were they afraid of? Were they afraid of being laughed at or ridiculed? How could Jesus go to Galilee if he was dead? Perhaps of what they had just witnessed, they were scared of that. A stone, a massive stone that had been rolled away. A missing Messiah. A mysterious message from a man dressed in a white robe. That would make anyone afraid, wouldn't it? Or perhaps they were afraid of what the disciples would say to them when they came back with this news. Would they think that the women were crazy or perhaps seeing things? Would they even believe them or just think they were mad? So they're afraid. They're afraid for a really good reason. And so there's another stone that needs to be rolled away, the stone of fear. That this is the Easter miracle. The stone is rolled away. It must have been, because we know what happens in the end. Obviously, the women would have gone on to tell the disciples. And Jesus did appear to those disciples just as he promised. The Bible goes on to recall Jesus' further miracles after that happened. Jesus even goes on to forgive Peter for denying him 3 times. And he goes on to promise to send the Holy Spirit to them, to help them understand what has happened and to fulfill the promises of Scripture. And so Jesus then ascends into heaven, and the Holy Spirit comes. And every last stone in the lives of those disciples is rolled away. Because there's no stone that's too large for God. There's no obstacle that God can't remove. So do we need proof of the resurrection? Think about this. Peter and those disciples were cowering in that upper room because they, like the women, were afraid. But that little group of people went on later to become the most fearless witnesses to the resurrection that you could ever possibly imagine. Most of them ended up dying unafraid, unwilling to deny the faith that they had in Jesus. And that faith became a different kind of stone. That's the faith that becomes the cornerstone, the bedrock of their lives, that Christ died, rose again, and promises one day to return. And that is our faith too. That is our cornerstone. So no one was more fearless than those first disciples. No one was more eager than to go out there and to spread that message. And there is no stone in the world that is going to keep them from doing just that. They're not even afraid of prison or even death or anything else. And that's a true miracle. So what changes? How do they go from people who were cowering in an upper room, completely afraid, to being some of the greatest witnesses in human history, boldly sharing that story of Jesus with the world? It's because Jesus rolled away the stone for them. It was Jesus himself who was raised to the dead, Jesus who appeared to them, and Jesus who rolled away all the stones that were actually stopping them from doing his work, the fear. And after he rolled away that stone, they went on to fearlessly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus. There was no stone that was ever going to trap them anymore, no tomb that could hold them. The Easter miracle is there for them, and it's there for us as well. So yes, Easter is about an empty tomb, but it's also about so much more. It's about the risen Jesus being with us always, rolling away the stones and the obstacles in our lives. But we have to let Jesus in to do that in the first place. When we do, God can help us to live our lives without fear, following the risen Jesus wherever he is going to lead us, helping to bring about God's kingdom. Easter means that there is no tomb that God can't free us from. There's no stone that God can't roll away. Regardless of how we got to that prison, God does not want us to stay there. God wants to free us from whatever it is that is keeping the stone in place. God wants us to offer us the new life in Christ that is the Easter miracle for us all. So, unlike the women and the disciples, we don't need to be afraid. We just need to believe and to trust. We need to rejoice and celebrate God's love for us, not just on Easter Day, but on every day. And we don't need to worry about who's going to roll away the stone that keeps us trapped, wherever and whatever that stone may be. For Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.